Here we are, worldwide live, over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Today it is Monday, the first day of May 2017. Thank you all for being here. We have a bunch of people here on the phone line. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Another person joining in, welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else that wants to speak up and say name and location? Which is okay. Thank you all for being here. We are at the clock of 6:01 Pacific time. The helicopter has been up there for a minute. Let's see when Wynn is going to land. And I welcome all those on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Good evening to you. All right. Two people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening, Hive. Raiden here in Arizona.
A happy greetings to you, Raiden.
And the same people.
Oh, right. And I heard a lady's voice.
Helen.
Hello, Helen. Good evening. Welcome. All right. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Deb in Oregon.
Hi, Deb. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. All right, I have not seen an announcement email for tonight's call, so I don't know what the topic is going to be. I guess, yeah, we were going to have a special guest, the lady who is doing some apparently wonderful healings, particularly.
Oh, great. I was hoping she'd be on.
Yeah, she's a pretty positive gal if it's going to be Kimberly Meredith, who he's bringing on.
I was looking a little bit at her Facebook and her, what was the other, she has another one. Anyway, yeah,
well,
she's thrilled.
Yeah, there's something called the Healing Trilogy.com, I think is her home.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to that one yet. Oh, I know what it was. It was LinkedIn. I looked at LinkedIn and Facebook, but I haven't looked at her actual website yet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's everywhere.
Yeah. Is she on YouTube?
I think so. I'm going to go check right now.
Okay.
Good evening, Terry Brown.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you so much for being here. Much love to you.
Thank you.
All right.
About 5 years younger there, young lady.
Yeah.
I noticed that too, yeah.
How are you feeling, Terry?
Better.
Good.
Yeah.
You sound good.
Yeah,
so Wynn will be here shortly, Terry.
Oh, let me go and check on you.
All right, okay. I see his helicopter, but...
Yeah, she's all over YouTube.
Oh, okay, good, good. I'll check it out when I have time.
All right, and thank you all for being here. Those on BBS Radio listening online, please be patient with us. We had another caller come in on the conference call. Good evening to you. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
That's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
All right.
Well, I'm talking here. He's uploading.
Yes, it's okay.
Welcome to the call, Kitty Cat.
That's Molly.
Hey, Molly. Molly is with who?
Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Thanks for getting your house made with us.
Thank you.
Hi, in California.
You're cutting out. Who is that?
Hi, Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Drive careful, Bonnie. No, she dropped out already. Bad connection. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call.
Hi, it's Terry in Nevada.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, thanks, hi.
All right, thank you for being here. Somebody else joined in after Terry. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location. But only if you want to. So tonight we will have a silent call.
When we see him shortly, he's uploading something.
All right.
Yeah.
So that goes to silence. Ben is going to be here.
How are you doing tonight?
Great. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
We are hanging on.
Keep on hanging on. You just keep me. Remember that song, You Keep Me Hanging On?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Keep me hanging on. Ya-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Just hang on. Do what you got.
Didn't Vanilla Fudge redo that? What's that, the group?
Who?
Vanilla Fudge. Redid the old Dinah Ross.
Is it them?
Remember.
Vanilla Fudge.
Hi, Jenny. It's okay. I love you.
I love you too.
I don't know what Molly wants.
She's being a nuisance. Yes, you are being a nuisance. Yes, you are.
Hello.
Hello, Wynn. What's cooking tonight?
Well, I was trying to upload something. Never mind. Let's just get started. All right?
Yeah. You want me to start the recording?
Hang on a second. I'm going to do a...
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 1st, 2017. And... we are discombobulated today slightly.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to do a replay thing. I better start it quickly. There we go. All right, now we're being recorded, and this is Monday, March 10th, 2010. And my name is Winfrey, and with Terry Brown. And we have a whole series of conference calls, and they're now all broadcast live on the Internet. And this is not probably your normal, entertaining kind of experience. We are working with group consciousness, group energies, and especially those of you who are attending our Sunday calls kind of know what I mean by that. And that is, you know, if I was putting it in words, we are making connections with each other. We are feeling each other's energies. And even though you seem to be anonymous, many of you feel anonymous, like I'm just out here in an audience somewhere. On some level, you're not really anonymous. And, of course, we can't prove that. So this is something... Where does that sound come from? This is something that you have to discover for yourself, because we do these calls and we're communicating with what identifies itself as two group souls that are in another dimension who are also attending our calls. And they're attending it two ways. One is they talk to us through both Terry and Daphne, and you've read the book about it, many of you. You've heard my stories, and you've heard their live appearances on these calls. And they're also attending in a different way, and that is their nature, at least as I've come to understand it, is they have the ability to tune into each one of us individually. They have the ability to be with you energetically. And they have the ability to read your thoughts, if you allow it, because they don't violate free will. And everyone has to go through a period of acclimatization to see if they trust that, or else why would you want some strange group energy in another dimension reading your thoughts? Well, the reason is because there, when we say them and you, in the highest truth, there is no them and you. It's all one. And they temporarily, they being the part of you that's them, and in truth, I'm the part of you that's me, you're the part of me that's you, and we come to a temporary meeting where we attain to have that experience of that connection with, we always say, with free will and honoring the highest good of all concerned. Now, one of the reasons that there's certain benefits in coming together like this is because
for a moment, we become a team, an energy team. And on Sundays, we create group energies and group intentions. Because when you create an intention that a bunch of people and a bunch of beings in other realms all hold at the same time, then it's very powerful. Each of us has a tiny bit of power, but when we combine our intentions, it has miracle-producing potentials. And everybody likes a miracle. Everyone wants things to change. Everyone wants the world to change. Everyone wants the economy to change. And everyone wants the weather to change, both the bad guys and the good guys. Well, you know, the bad guys, are we could call them the service-to-self people, they understand this idea of intention. They have groups. They have meetings. They create intentions, and they have their agendas. But the difference between the negative and the positive, that the negative agendas, which in the raw material is called service to self, do not get the support of the higher groups, as far as I can tell. They've got to just have their numbers creating the agendas. And of course, they can lie to us, they can misrepresent, they can make pretend they're someone that they're not. That's why this realm is so tricky, because, you know, you hear us call our groups a name, the Elohim, but how do we know, and the Elohim we're going to talk to tonight is the same Elohim we talked to Sunday, how do you know it's really the Elohim? How do you know something is not taken over the line and making pretend that it's the Elohim? And if you're going around looking for channels, and any channel says, I'm talking to so-and-so, how do you know they're talking to so-and-so? How do you...
Ben, are you here?
Let me go get him. He might not know it went off.
Okay.
I'm here. I am here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Let's just make it the live call.
Make it a live call?
Well, no, I'm just throwing it out.
I'll do it if we need to. Yeah. It's never... Has it ever done that for you before?
Negative, no.
All right, now we're being recorded. And this is Monday, March 10th, 2000.
It looks like we lost it again.
No, we're here.
Okay.
It looks like it's playing. I guess we've lost it. Never done that before, huh?
Day by day.
And so I was having this experience. Some of you might be having those kinds of experiences now in your life. And I was saying, wow, this stuff works. But how do I work it? How do I integrate it into my life? What does it work? What is it, you know, what am I going to do? Stay on the road the rest of my life? I mean, at the time, that seemed like appealing because it was so much fun. Well, then when I started to be... want to succeed at that, and I went to Los Angeles. Now I had to make money so I could stay in Los Angeles. So I got a job that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to do the job, but I needed to do something to make money. And it's like I said, what about my free will? Why isn't God just laying this out for me? And it almost happened that way, almost did. And every time I stopped, I give up. That is not the audio I want to play. I don't want to tell my story again, okay? let me see.
All callers are unmuted.
Hello? Is everybody there?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we're here.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
All right. Let me, I think we're going to do it live. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry? Yeah.
I'm here. Well,
maybe we'll share with you.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Something we're working on. It's kind of amazing. And I'm amazed that I can flow in and out of this stuff in the way that I do. And it's become so comfortable to me because it's kind of out there. But I think I mentioned on Sunday that we went to a healer. And her name was Kimberly Meredith. And I'm still evaluating her. I'm not at the point of totally endorsing her yet. But Terry went for a session there today with her. She was holding individual healing sessions. And kind of interesting because she's kind of not there. She's got guides and walk-ins and she is so now remember I'm testing this. You guys can watch how I test this, because I like her. I like her. She's very likable, and she likes me, but she doesn't know yet what she's getting into with me. I guess it's the best way to say it, because I'm so familiar with people who, how can I say it? Our work is over the heads of a lot of other material going on. You know, it's not God. It is God, but it's not God. It's not New Age, but it is New Age, but it's not New Age. And when people have fixed belief systems that start to get exposed to us, it drives them nuts. I mean, they usually run away, or they think there's something wrong with us, or we're negative, believe it or not, unless they get it exactly the right way. But in any case, you know, I know she has a team on the other side, similar to Fred, similar to us, although we seem to have the group Souls, which are huge teams, and if there's lower-level teams affiliating, which there might be, they're not making themselves known to us. You guys probably have teams. Many of you have teams, and you don't know you have teams, and, you know, they're not making themselves known to you. Maybe sometime we'll do a workshop on that and see if people can find out who their teams are and how to call in their teams. Now, one of the things about this idea of teams, and a lot of people talk about guides and that they ask their guides, what should I do and what shouldn't I do? And I'm not sure guides, I would give guides
a lot more scrutiny. I give everything scrutiny, everything that comes through from the other side, even though it's phenomenal, even though other people may be gaga-ing over it, even if it's our material, give it scrutiny. So, you know, now I am connecting with this woman, Kimberly, and she has a team, and she does some amazing things, like we're bringing over all the supplements and all the different things Terry's doing, and they're looking at it from the other side saying, this one's good, this one's not good, this one's good, this one's good. Then she starts working on Terry's, oh, one part of it, I started talking to her team. And I don't know if anyone's ever done that before, but I'm so familiar with this idea that, you know, I asked, for example, some of your team from the rock group. She looks at me perplexed. She does, her conscious self, and says, what's that? And then she says, the answer is yes. some of your team from the Elohim group. And again, the answer is yes. She knows who the Elohim are, but she didn't know who the Ra was. And I was really surprised to have her answering like that. And then she puts Terry on a table, and she's working on Terry. Now, what is it when she's working on Terry? What does it look like? First of all, she scans Terry's body, and she says, here, get this. She blinks. I think I might have this wrong, but she blinks one eye, it's yes, and the other eye, it's no. And then she's working on balancing parts of Terry's body. And there's a little bit about how she does what she does, which is somewhat like an evangelist, you know, bringing in the Holy Spirit. Do you feel it? Is it coming in? Da, 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 da. Terry, why don't you talk about it? You were in the experience of it.
I definitely feel the Holy Spirit coming in and entering my body and pointing out areas that are not just like the woman at the left ovary was not in good shape. She said it's being pinched. And she worked on it. But the areas where she stops and she blinks with her right eye, which your right eye and blinking indicate that it's not in good shape. The left eye blinking indicate it's in good shape. So the right eye would blink and stop at areas. So it was two areas that were really, really sore. And she stopped there and pointed it out and worked on them.
She knew they were sore. She knew they were sore, in other words, right?
She knew that they weren't in good shape. She didn't say anything about the big sore, but the areas mm-hmm. she chose were very sore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, well, go ahead, you tell. You talk about it, Terry.
So then she would do psychic surgery and place her hands over the area that was really sore. She would have me say, I am love, I am light, I am strong. And then acknowledge the Holy Spirit, which was coming into my body. She says sometimes when she gets somebody on the table, they don't accept the Holy Spirit. And so she just kicks them off the table. And I was like, what? But it's definitely the most beautiful light energy entering my body. And like love and light from the fifth dimension.
That's what she calls it. She calls it love and light.
When you operate in the fifth dimension, you can stay in the fifth dimension, like everything is harmonious. Everything is very, full of love and light, harmony in the fifth dimension. And so in the fifth dimension, there is a disease. And she opens the door to let the bad energy out. So the energy can leave. She's had people with tumors just dissolve there while they're on the table, and the whole tumor dissolves. She had one person that had a tumor that was cancerous, and she worked on it, and the person still had the tumor at the end, and went to the doctor. The doctor said, okay, we have to operate, check on it. They checked on it, and the tumor had become benign.
Yeah, put your microphone closer. Talk a little louder, okay?
Okay. So it's, yeah. She was really good. It's like she said to me today. So if somebody was chasing you down the street, and what would you do? And I said, I'd probably leave my body and go check out the birds in the neighborhood. And she said, no, it's like, be strong. And she said, make this noise. Ah! Ah! Like, and she strengthened my chakra system.
You know, what I get...
Instead of not beat her.
What I get when she was working on strengthening Terry's third chakra, because Terry has no problem going into the higher realms, as all of you know, but she has problem exerting her power and creating boundaries, and that's in her third chakra. And we've done this sometimes on Sunday. Maybe we'll do it again. Where as part of the, we might do it on Whole Planet Healing, as part of strengthening your third chakra, I have people making a sound, and it has to come from your diaphragm. It can't come from your throat. And it's like, if I said to do ah, and you do it ah from your throat, it sounds like this, ah, even louder, ah, ah, that's louder, right? But if it comes from your diaphragm, it goes like this, ah, ah, and you can feel your diaphragm jump up and down. And some of you may have noticed that in martial arts, when people are doing martial arts and sparring, they will make sounds from their diaphragm to put their energy together and also to intimidate the other person. And another place where people make sounds from their third chakra is at sushi bars. Now, I don't know why they do this at sushi bars. Maybe it's good for business and it attracts people over. But you'll hear sushi chefs going, ah, ah. In any case, I'm kind of excited about the development of this connection. She and I are going to get together one-on-one, and we'll see where it goes. She might run the other direction after I tell her a little about our stuff. But she's already intrigued, because I said, are some of you from the rock group? And there was a yes answer. And then she looks perplexed in her conscious self and says, whatever that means. Okay. So
they know the rock group, but I don't.
Yeah, they know the rock group, but I don't. So now, she says she's working with Edgar Cayce, right?
And it's interesting because when I brought up David Wilcox, she says, oh, he's not Edgar Casey. And she doesn't know the story yet. You know, interestingly enough, I have another reference. There's a woman named Pamela who channels. And at one point, I had talked to Jesus. Well, let's just say I talked to an intelligence that said it was Jesus, right? And I'm asking questions. And she had, I didn't ask this question, but someone else asked the question in one of her public channelings. Has Edgar Casey reincarnated yet, okay? And the voice that said was Jesus said, yes, and his name is David. But he's gone off track. He's been off track for 7 years. And we're hoping he'll come back on line again. And that was Jesus. And then she was talking to Edgar Casey. And Edgar Casey, somebody asked Edgar Casey, how about David Wilcox? And Edgar Casey, through her, or the voice that said it was Edgar Casey, said, yes, he is part of the reincarnational pattern of Edgar Casey. And but I don't want to really talk about him because I don't want to violate his free will. Well, you would ask, if Edgar Casey is reincarnated, who is this voice that's talking through her that says they're Edgar Casey? Well, I have one explanation. I don't know if this is the right explanation, but at one point with Daphne, there were all these indications that she was Nefertiti and that I was Akhenaten, or I was an aspect of Akhenaten, because reincarnation is not necessarily totally linear. People can be, and one day we're going to talk about to Terry about this, because she has some personal experience with it that she really likes to share with people, because it's not something that's not out there. And that people can be composites. They can be composites of a number of individual souls who are in one person, and it can be for better or for worse, okay? And sometimes a composite is done to create an exceptionally strong person who has lots of resources. And supposedly, Akhenaten had 60 composites making him up, and that when he died, the 60 composites, when separated, and they all had individual tracks. So it's possible to be part of the composite and not just one soul that reincarnates. So that's a possibility with Edgar Casey. At one point, when Daphne was channeling, and of course, Akhenaten's wife was Nefertiti, and I got the idea that if you know the story of Akhenaten, he's sometimes called the heretic Pharaoh, because he went against the total traditions of Egypt. Egypt had many gods. They had, if you're familiar with Egyptian mythology, you know, there was Horus, there was Isis, there was Amun-Ra, and that Akhenaten was a pharaoh, and somehow he got the idea that all of these gods were negative. They were doing sacrifices. They were doing things the Illuminati do. They were creating fear in people. And mummies were done to encase people's souls so they could not reincarnate for thousands of years. In any case, that's a whole other story. But Nefertiti was Akhenaten's wife. And if Nefertiti was Daphne, then, and she was channeling, and then according to the Ra material, Akhenaten was one of the few people in history that was talking to the Ra group. That was Carla Ruckert's material. So I would make the guess that if Akhenaten was talking to Ra, it was coming through his wife. And supposedly, his wife really didn't take it seriously. And she was aligning herself with, even in spite of the fact that she was channeling, she was aligning herself with the traditional gods of Egypt, with the Egyptian priesthood. And eventually, she left Akhenaten and went off with the priesthood. And she was having a baby and wanted to have her baby in Lower Egypt. Akhenaten actually took his followers and built his own city and left the capital of Egypt. So what was interesting, at one point, I was doing a channeling with Daphne, and I was expecting the Elohim to come through. And suddenly, a voice came through that said it was Nefertiti. And I was asking questions, and it was very interesting because she had a whole different tone of voice and a whole different way of putting vocabulary together. And I asked the question later, how could Nefertiti come through Daphne if Daphne was a reincarnation of Nefertiti? And the answer was, each lifetime, there's a track left of the person, of that the individual of that lifetime. And it's somewhere in the Akashic or in the ethers, and it's still there, and it can still talk. So when she was channeling Edgar Casey, was she channeling the Edgar Casey that was the fragment of Edgar Casey from the time he was alive? But he was very cogent. He answered questions, and it sounded like it could have been a smarter Edgar Casey. And that would explain how Wilcock could be Casey, and there could still be something that could channel Casey through someone else. Now, I don't know if that's the right answer, but that's my one way of understanding it. And when I was studying when I was writing the book, there were indications that prior, in the Edgar Casey channelings, it was indicated that prior to the life of Edgar Casey, there were two lifetimes that were identified by the name John Bainbridge. And John Bainbridge was kind of a criminal type who was using psychic powers to win women over and gamble and to control the cards, to win at gambling by controlling the cards. And the Edgar Casey was the reincarnation of John Bainbridge. And it was indicated that one of the reasons Edgar Casey had to go into a trance to channel was because of all the karma he was carrying in his conscious mind from probably not just the John Bainbridge lifetimes, but other lifetimes. And this lifetime, David, there's aspects of David that people are who are sensitive, over and over again, they say, that guy's got a big ego, that guy's being manipulative, that guy's doing all these things, and he probably is. And that David is working out, perhaps, some of the patterns from the John Bainbridge lifetime. So in any case, it's all extremely interesting, and it's still a puzzle and a mystery, which I don't pretend to understand. But I brought it up because this woman is channeling, or she says her guides are Edgar Casey. Now, I always have to think, does she have positive guides? Is there any compromise in her guides? And I have to be careful not to give up my power, because it's tempting to give up your power. But these guys are saying, here's what's good for you. They speak with a lot of, she speaks with a lot of authority when they're coming through. And she believes that they're trustworthy and that you should follow, you know, that they have good advice in terms of health. And you know what? If she's open to it, after she hears a little bit more about me, I'll bring her on as a guest, and I'll ask her the questions of how this unfolded for her, because she's doing things that seem to be somewhat similar to John of God, although there's also psychic surgeons in the Philippines. And Carla Ruckert had gone to a psychic surgeon in the Philippines at one point. And supposedly, some of these people can actually stick their hand through your skin into your body and pull something out of your body. And people watch them do it. Now, I did not see Kimberly do that, although she uses the term psychic surgery. Terry, you didn't experience that, did you? Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I was muted. No, I didn't experience it, that, but she was definitely on the spot that hurt, and she rubbed it. It stopped hurting.
Mm-hmm. Before we did this, I had at least two conversations with our sources asking if it was clear to see her, you know, because I'm nervous about those kinds of things, because you open yourself up psychically to someone and you don't know what you're opening yourself up to, okay? If there's a bunch of negative ETs that are in their space. And they can be very nice. You can't just tell because whether they're nice or they're not nice, they don't know themselves. But all our indications was they said it was a good thing to do, so we did it. And the cool thing is if she can do these things over the phone. She can do them over Skype.
or she says she can do them, okay? And, you know, I have about four people that have worked with her, including one person in our group, and I'm going to keep track of them over time to see if they really had a permanent shift, and we'll be reporting back on that to all of you, so you can be part of the team here, because if she can actually do that, and if she can actually take and resolve really difficult health problems, then she's a really valuable asset to our work, or to all of you who can use her. She's not extremely cheap. Maybe I can get her to work something out. She's like, you know, $200 for a session. And we are only affording that because of all the donations you guys made. And, of course, it's not expensive if she fixes you. I mean, you can spend $200 in your, if you go to a doctor, even if you have insurance, the extras that you have to pay out-of-pocket stuff can come to $200 in a heartbeat for things. So, so it's like sifting through all of this stuff from SAACT to a healing psychic. And who knows, maybe some of the team will start to work with Terry and we'll end up doing some stuff like that. And let's see. Let me see how far we are into this call. I'm sorry we had so much trouble with the replay. I mean, this is a pretty interesting thing to talk about, but I'd rather talk about it. Oh, we're almost time to end. I'd rather talk about it when I brought it to a more positive conclusion where I could actually say, I endorse her, and this is highly recommended. And I'm not at that place yet. I'm curious, if any of you...
All callers are unmuted.
We just got about 2 minutes. Any of you ever have an experience with a healer that worked?
Yes.
Who's that?
Raiden.
Raiden, oh, you went to see her today. You've had other healers, yes?
Yes.
You want to say anything about it?
Well, it's different levels, like, you know, with the acetonial lines that came through Marcia Craven and things like that, and, you know, activating light bodies, all that stuff is valid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had positive from it. The only reason mm-hmm. I was in the shape I was in is a couple of trucks trying to run over, you know. Then that's a lot for the physical frame. Now, mm-hmm. it's working. I mean, she dug real deep into my shoulder and stuff today, the lady you talked about, Kimberly, and did a different alignment stuff. But her explanation for what it was you know, interesting. You know, it was kind of what you would have thought. She just said that there was a massive attack by him. Anytime I let open a crack or wasn't vigilant, boom, you know, and they really mm-hmm. jumped from the auto accident. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be removed.
Now, when she was working on your shoulder and she went deep, did she actually use deep physical pressure, or was it?
She was in me. She was in me in different spots, under, you know, under, over, sideways, down, you know, all through.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And okay. Of course, time, you know, you're breathing and stuff, and you know, hurts that she. So anyway, you're running out of time. Have a great evening, everyone.
All right. Thank you for sharing,
Bye.
Raiden.
Thank you, Raiden.
Yeah. Well, let's go over to Whole Planet Healing.